Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem.
That's the Platters bringing us back. That's Tony Williams, the lead singer there. That's from the Way, Way, Way Back Machine. Got to have a little Platters every once in a while. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Cynthia Curiasis, and she's the author of Get Organized, Get Focused, and Get Moving. She's a procrastination organization expert, and she couldn't have found a better place to hang out and ply her wares than hanging out with me. Cynthia, welcome. Thanks again for being here.
Thanks, Jim. I love it here.
I need that website again, please.
ProPartnersInc.com.
Can they find out more about your book there?
Yes, they can.
So check that out, folks.
Yep.
So we're going to talk about procrastination now, folks, and this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. and I may have said this to you before, Cynthia. I'm a procrastinator who gets things done on time. Now that's my evaluation of myself. And the reason I say that is because I know I put things off, but I never miss a deadline, and I always strive for excellence. Now, does that make me a procrastinator? Am I really a procrastinator?
Well, really, the question is, are you really a procrastinator? The question is, does your method stress you?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It works for me. I like it.
Does it stress other people?
I love me. See, that's the problem.
Well, you know what works for you, okay? And you keep repeating it. Now, my second question is, does it stress the people that work for you?
Now, that's a good. No, it does. It really doesn't, because I don't pull them into my projects a lot. I mean, some they help me with editing and, you know, things, different things like that. But they don't take pieces of my pie in my work.
All right. Okay. So procrastination doesn't cost you any money. It doesn't cost you any stress. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost you any relationships. So I guess you're not.
Now, one thing, there's one area where I work for them in certain areas. I have to give them things that they need, my people.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm maybe an hour or two late with that in any given day. So I'll put things like that. What are they going to say? They work for me, right? So.
But do they get stressed and they just don't say it?
I don't think so. They might. Yeah. I could probably do a better job of that. But what is your definition of full on thermonuclear procrastination?
Thermonuclear procrastination. I think the better way to answer that is, you know, when they do these surveys about, you know, what's causing the lack of productivity in your organization, you know, the first answer is procrastination too many meetings. And the second one is procrastination, and the third one is individual accountability. To me, individual accountability and procrastination are connected to one another. If somebody says, I'm going to get that to you by 2 o'clock Wednesday, and they're not ready till 4 o'clock Friday, that's caused, you know, anybody around them that's working with them or for them to say, hey, dude, you said you were going to get it in and you didn't. So it may not be bothering you, but that individual accountability issue can be bothering folks on your team. And if they're people that work for you, they're not going to tell you that.
So I've got when I had my consulting company, I would have a client who would say, all right, I'm going to need this on August 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Then they would call me on the 3rd and say, how's it going? Even though I had another client who had something due on August 4th.
Mm-hmm.
That I was obviously working on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't even start theirs until August 5th, probably. So, but I could see where if they needed me to get that, if other people need you to get them something so that they can do their part and you wait till August 5th, that's a problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a problem. It is a problem because unless you are strictly just working on your own and you're sure you can make the deadline for that client, that behavior and that thought process is going to affect somebody else. Time management is all about making decisions. And to make a decision, you need to know three things. What do I have to do? How do I have to do it? And what are the tools and resources to let me get it done? The clearer you can get about that, the less likely you are to delay a decision.
I wonder how much, I like the way you use that word two or three times right there, decision. I wonder how much procrastination in small business is because not because people don't want to do the work, mm-hmm. or because they've got some kind of a of a clinical procrastination issue, but because they just won't make a decision.
There's, you know, there's complex decisions, there's simple decisions. If that's an issue for you and you recognize that's an issue for you, you need to get to the core of what's stopping me.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a step back and think about, hey, you know what, this pops up all the time. Why is that? So let me see if I can do something about it. Because it's not serving you, and it's not serving the people that work with you.
Well, exactly. And so if it's costing you money, meaning you're losing customers, or your work is not all that great, or... you're making an excellent point. I'm going to say it this way. Are you creating a casualty list in your organization?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Are you able to keep people? Are people, when you don't do your part or demand that they do their part so that they can work with other people, are you seeing a bunch of frowny faces around, right?
Yeah, exactly right. How can people that work for you that you expect to get things to you on time, how can they believe the model they're working with if you, as the owner, small business owner, CEO, if you cannot get it on time?
I have
you live by that same, you know.
I have one piece of our pie around here that happens daily that I need to get to my people before lunch. They really would like to have it by 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given all of them, I said, you've got the green light. If you haven't heard from me by 11, to buzz me and say, hey, boss, where the heck is this?
See, you gave them clear direction. That's
it. And then they do, by the way.
Yep, they need to.
I need a website again, Cynthia.
ProPartnersInc.com.
All right, folks. We learned a lot. Cynthia, thanks for being here. Good job.
Thanks a lot, Tim.
Come back soon.
Will do.
Cynthia Kyriazis, ladies and gentlemen. Kyriazis. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.